It's Tom Superman in the mix on Superman Radio
I want
One.
Them damn, man.
Hey, we're doing it right here. We're out here on the street one day after Thanksgiving. We're talking about issues in Macomb. What's happening in the around Macomb? We got some friends out. You ain't got to say your names. We got a little situation downtown Macomb with the police department, and everybody just want to know a little bit about what's going on. First of all, we need to get some things straight. It was nobody's fired.
And they're not going to fire him.
And they can't fire him.
Yeah, they can fire him. He's a at will person.
Mm-hmm.
So he can be fired. Yeah. But he's suspended is what I understand.
He's suspended.
Yes, sir.
And nobody knows the reason why, but we're going to find more details about. What do you think about the whole situation? There's one thing, if it's not one thing, it's another with the administration. It's like just like other places in other cities. How about this one in Macomb, Mississippi? What do you think about it? The administration from the mayor, the city councils, and all this.
Well, this is not helping the city. We need the city to move forward. When they arguing with each other, they're like paralyzed the city where we can't get things done. But remember now, I heard the assistant police chief is supposed to be suspended. Am I correct?
So he's supposed to be suspended.
Yeah, well, he is suspended. I don't know exactly how many days, but it's like paralyzed the city. We're trying to move forward.
Yeah.
And this situation right here where they arguing and bickering with each other and stuff, suspending people, that halts everything.
Yeah.
So they need to come together, or the citizens need to come together and find out what's going on so we can move forward. We don't need this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We don't need them firing him either, because once he gets in the city and get to know everybody, he knows how to do things. We don't need fresh people coming here all the time that don't know nothing. We got to start all over.
Thank you.
We want to keep these fresh people that then got friends with everybody, know everything, and does everything by experience of being down here.
Yeah.
We don't need new people.
Another situation everybody's talking about, it. $50 added onto the water. If you haven't paid your water bill by 26, they'll add $50. That sounds like about Macomb being poverty-stricken area during COVID. That sounds fair. $50? That's a lot of money for water, period, isn't it? What's your opinion, sir?
Absolutely. That is too much. And I would disagree with them trying to institute that fee as a way of generating funds. That's another way that I think is just penalizing people that possibly can't pay the water bill. I know I have difficulties paying $70 to $100 a month water bill, and I'm just a single person.
Yeah, and I know I think about the older people having, you know, who's on fixed income, $50. Yeah. What do you think about that,
sir? I think it's unnecessary, but who coming up with it? Who voting this in here?
Well, it has to be what it's not voted on, so it has to be with the selectmen's.
Thinking about
it. So we probably need to talk with the selectmen's about this. I would be one. I would definitely go to the meetings. Matter of fact, I will go to the meetings and kind of revisit that, because you know it's hard times, and $50 is a lot of money, especially if you haven't if you pay it online, like if you're not there on the 26th and you pay it after 5 o'clock on the 27th,
yeah.
One minute after 5 o'clock on the 26th, you still they're gonna charge you $50, even though they didn't come out to turn your water off
that quickly,
that fast. Because it happened to me.
We're not gonna have that. We're not gonna allow that to happen.
I can see if you came out to and turn my water off and then had to come back out. I can see you have, but I mean, you didn't turn my water off. It's just the fact I've waited
to add that money on there.
Yeah, like they was just trying to get the money.
They is getting money because you got to put a deposit on most water bills.
Yeah,
most people put a deposit. So it don't make sense to do that. It just don't make sense. People trying to move forward, and you just throwing in $50 don't look like you trying to stop people from doing this and that. It's like you just trying to get money out of people.
Yeah, and there's other ways that we can raise money with the. By this city being, where it's centrally located between two metropolitan cities, Macomb and Jackson, north and south, and you got Hattiesburg and Baton Rouge, east and west. So we got Bastyr Jackson, we got Brandy. We got Casriel Coleman. We got a lot of stars from this area. A lot of ball players. Kadarius Ward, he was here giving turkeys away. We'd like to give kudos to Kadarius Ward with the this chief. Yeah.
And all the other players. Like that. That's like attacking the citizens, you know what I'm saying, when you can try to get a loan or something, you know, with the we get from the state, grant from the state. Yeah. Don't come down here and do us like that, going up on the water. Yeah, I really went up on the water. And then went up on the taxes.
Yeah.
You know, so you instead of going up there, you want more money, more money. What is this message that you sending to the people when voting come back and it's time for re-election?
Yeah.
That you all about money. You're not trying to help, but we don't have to do this with the water bill. That's not necessary. We come up with something different than that.
So you got it right there. It's time Superman in the Mix, no tricks on Superman Radio 1. The boy with the hip tip from the lip. Hey, we got to hit you up 24 hours a day. If you got something to say, we're going to let the whole world know about it right here on Superman Radio 1. Hey, don't forget the ball games are on radio now. With Coach Mark Calhoun on Superman Radio, high school ball, baseball, basketball, football, right here, okay? Stay in the mix, no tricks, right here. Show your mind, not your behind, young people. Pull your pants up.
Dang, well, they need to pull them up. They need to pull,
them up. Pull them up? All right.
Their parents need to raise them and make them.
Right? You got that.
I hope you didn't cut that off.
Oh, I got you.
Okay,
keep
the
going.
Parents need to start raising their kids. We stop all this violence. Make these kids act like somebody, act responsible. Don't let them just do what they want to do. You know, make them act responsible so we can have a better, you know, surrounding area around us. Please do that, parent. This is directly to you, parent.
Okay.
Please raise your kid to be responsible and be respected for the people. We can stop all this violence.
Okay, I got you. You can hear this podcast on Superman Radio, Apple Podcasts, 24 hours a day. The next 15 minutes, it will be on, you can Google it on Superman Radio 1, and we got you. God bless you. I will have